Hi, my name is Laura Werlin, and I am the author of 6 books on cheese, and I teach, educate, and do everything I can think to do with cheese, and recently I was inducted into Les Guildes des Fromagères, an international cheese organization, so join me at laurawerlin.com.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain. Welcome to Wine and Dine. She's back. You can reach her on Twitter at Cheese Lady. Laura Werlin, the expert cheese connoisseur who teaches us all about cheese and wine and beer, with the All American Cheese and Wine book, and of course, Mac and Cheese, Please. But today, we're going to talk about picnics. Picnics, my gosh, picnic weather. And she's like us and likes sparkling wines as well. Laura, thank you so very much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Okay, picnics. Well, let me ask you this basic question. What do you put down on the ground to keep the ants from bothering you on a picnic?
Oh, well, don't you think that that's part of the picnic, actually? It's, you know, I just say the larger, you know, the bigger the blanket, the towel, whatever you have, you know, the greater the chance of the ants not, you know, streaming their way toward you. But, you know, no matter what you use, you can't keep the bees away.
That's true.
They will descend.
That's true. But you've got, you know, nice weather in San Francisco where I'm at. In the summer and late spring, it could get ungodly hot and humid.
Well, actually, it's kind of the opposite here in San Francisco. It gets very cold in the summer. So we have to go not very far away, maybe just 15 or 20 minutes to the north or to the south or to the east. But San Francisco itself tends to be fogged in and cold, and so it's not as hospitable to picnics as other parts of the Bay Area are.
Well, do you ever see people having a picnic on the rooftop? Or when we lived in Scottsdale, Arizona, frequently I would have picnics inside. I would just set up like a picnic sort of thing, and it was fun without us being out in the heat.
Right. Well, I don't know if I haven't done that, but I could certainly see doing it. And you're right. I mean, or any place where there's a lot of humidity and, you know, or a lot of bugs, doing it in a screened-in porch is not, you know, not the worst thing to do. And the fact is, it doesn't really matter what you call it, if it's a picnic or if it's just, you know, picnic-like food, and it doesn't really matter where you have it. It's about enjoying the, you know, the things around it and, of course, the food and wine itself.
On a boat?
And a boat, yeah, that doesn't hurt.
Okay, so what is your idea that you want to share with us about some picnic cheeses?
Well, so the thing about taking cheeses, you know, to some place that might be a little bit on the warm side, obviously you want to have plenty of forms of refrigeration, whether it's a chest, an ice chest, or just ice, one of those things called, those ice packs, basically, that are, you know. But what you can do, though, is you can have your cheese in various forms. So one of the ways I like to do it is to put just balls of mozzarella called bocconcini, with like little kisses is what that refers to, alternating on a skewer, alternating with tomato and basil, maybe a drizzle of olive oil and or balsamic, and then you put those skewers, you make those at home, and then you put them in something, you know, an airtight container, long one that they'll fit in, and bring those, transport those to the picnic. And then you can already have made maybe some garlic crostini to go with it. And then to drink with that, almost any picnic cheese, well, almost any cheese can be a picnic cheese. But if it's super hot, you might not want to go for those super, super creamy cheeses because they will just get, they will just be a mess, frankly.
They'll run off the picnic cloth.
Right, they will, and then when the sun beats down on them, then they'll just harden on whatever, you know, surface they're on, so it's kind of hard to clean and all that. So, but, you know, assuming that you're in moderate temperatures, you can bring almost any cheese. But if you're going to do that, then I recommend a couple of different styles of wine to bring with you that will go with all kinds of picnic food, in my opinion, and certainly all kinds of cheeses. And those two wines are, one is sparkling, which is a particular sparkling wine that I'm fond of is Cava, which is, you know, the sparkling wine of Spain.
Mm-hmm.
It's refreshing, it's light, but it's interesting. It's not, you know, it's not boring. And I mean, of course, it depends on the Cava, like any wine. But I really am enthralled with Cavas. And if you like that idea, then you can kind of make a whole sort of Spanish themed picnic.
Good idea.
Yeah. So you can get some Serrano ham, you can get some Spanish green olives, mm-hmm. and of course we're talking cheese here, so Manchego cheese is certainly the sort of the unofficial national cheese of Spain.
Okay.
But there are others that are many, many others from Spain that are really unbelievable cheeses. There's an aged goat cheese that's widely available called Garrosta, which is a funny name, but and it's just a small, like maybe a pound and a half, like, or maybe 2 pounds. I'm not sure how big the wheels are, the pieces are, and
okay.
you can just get a piece of that, and it holds up, you know, in a picnic, and it's just delicious. Manchego is, of course, a sheep's milk cheese. Garrosta is a goat cheese.
Okay.
And then there's another softer goat cheese from Spain called Montenegro, and that's Monte, M-O-N-T-E, and then Enebro, E-N-E-B-R-O. And that's a soft, ripened cheese, meaning that it is a creamy cheese. It, too, is a goat's milk cheese. And it has some ash on it, some edible vegetable ash, which doesn't flavor it, but it makes it very pretty.
Yeah.
And that, too, is a real friend of sparkling wine. So that's one idea. And then the other is, if you don't want to go the sparkling direction, again, a very sort of versatile wine, as I'm sure you know, is Riesling. And
okay.
it's diverse. I mean, it's versatile, I should say, and it's refreshing. And it goes with a wide variety of foods, for sure, but cheeses in particular.
Boy, all the Riesling producers out there just said thank you, Laura, for that. Because I think Riesling does not get the respect it deserves, at least in the United States.
Well, it's true, and it's just because, you know, my belief is that people drank Riesling maybe before they were 21, and it wasn't very good stuff, and it might have not made them feel so well, and, you know, so we have this association with Riesling as being almost cloying, and true Riesling is anything but that. It's a beautiful, beautiful grape and wine, and it has plenty of acidity to balance that, you know, if it's a sweet wine, to balance that sweetness. So, as I said, it's very food-friendly and very cheese-friendly in particular.
And on the picnic, I'd bring some, or is it called Marcona almonds?
Absolutely. If you're going the Spanish theme, yes, Marconas are fantastic.
And some oranges, like blood oranges or something?
Well, you're still in Spain there, sure. And you can also go you can cook some shrimp with some smoky paprika ahead of time.
Good, good.
And you can also, you can actually make kind of a cold paella salad. So if you really want it, which has no cheese, of course, but, you know, but that too can round it out. And it's not, you know, you can make that ahead of time, of course, and that makes it fun. Or if you really want to go for it, then you find a place that has the grill and you bring a paella pan and you make the paella right there on the picnic grounds.
On the beach.
Yeah, exactly.
On the beach. Boy, I never realized until I spoke with, his name is Hidalgo, but I don't remember his first name, of the Hidalgo Manzanilla. He cooks shrimp right out of the ocean in ocean water, in salt water.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Talk about purity.
Well, and then I guess he serves a little sherry alongside?
Yes.
Well, that sounds pretty good, too. You know, and I mean, picnics shouldn't be, I mean, you can make them as complicated as you want, but I don't necessarily recommend that. And a friend of mine who lives in Aspen, Colorado, she always used to bring picnics to, they have a fantastic music venue there, and the Aspen Music Festival is quite famous. And so the music venue is a tent, and it's a, when I say tent, it's a very sophisticated, acoustically wonderful tent. But people bring picnics and sit on the outside of that tent on the lawn. And so, because you can still hear.
Yeah.
And so my friend brings these very simple sandwiches with cream cheese and roasted chili. And with the white wine, that's just a wonderful way to go, or the cava, as we discussed.
Oh my gosh, Laura Werlin, author of Mac and Cheese, Please. Yummy, 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 yummy. And if you have questions for Laura about what we just talked about, her Twitter handle is @cheesewithaZlady. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. Thanks, Lynn.
You can actually get up with Laura in person. She will be presenting at the Aspen Wine and Food Festival the weekend of June 20th. You're listening to Wine and Dine. You're listening to iWine Radio.